Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Hi, Lupita. I'm going to try this. Per Arwaki.
Wow.
Is that even close to being Luo?
Tell me again.
Per Arwaki. Arwaki in Ireland.
Oh!
I'm trying Luo. I don't know if it's working.
No, you know what? You got all the... Luo is a phonetic language.
Okay.
So if you don't sing it right... It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
But now I know what you're trying to say. You're saying ber,
yes.
Arwaki.
Arwaki.
And that is wonderful.
Well,
yes,
listen.
Kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Well, I tried my best, but I don't think it worked too well.
You
but
did.
Look.
No, you did. I got you.
You did. Thank you. And congratulations on The Wild Robot. I love this movie so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's so great. And Roz, your character, this robot, goes through an unbelievable amount of change. And for you as an actor, you can only convey that with a voice, and that's a robot voice. Like, how much of a challenge was that aspect of this?
It was the conundrum of playing Roz, to figure out how to play her without betraying the fact that she doesn't experience emotions.
Mm.
But what Roz does have going for her that was helpful for me is that she has a goal, and her goal... Her intention is to be of help,
yes,
and to complete tasks on behalf of whoever has purchased her, right?
Yeah.
And then also she has the power of mimicry. She's able to adapt to, her programming. So those two things were helpful in the sense that as she is adapting to this natural environment, as she's adapting to the culture and the behaviors of the wild animals around her, she is taking on traits that are similar,
yes,
to what we might consider as emotional expression. But really, the audience is doing most of the work because she doesn't even have facial expressions.
No,
so we're
doesn't.
Able to project our emotions on her. So you do most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, but it really, really works. And I wonder who your robot voice inspirations were. Were there smart speakers and digital,
yes,
assistants all through your mind?
Yes, Alexa and Siri and the voices on TikTok,
yes,
and Instagram, those automated voices. I listened to them, and what I took away from them was that the brightness of the voice and like there's a positivity.
Yes, relentless
sort of like
positivity.
A relentless positivity, exactly. Like everything's always okay. And that's where Roz starts off before she starts becoming more three-dimensional.
That makes sense. Well, look, this story is obviously an adaptation of a series of books. And so I have 9-year-old twins. And so I asked,
okay,
Anna, one of my twins, would she like to ask you a question? She said,
"Hi, Lupita. I'm Anna. What's your favorite book?"
Ooh, my favorite book. My favorite book is The Wild Robot.
Listen, congratulations on this movie. I absolutely love it. And I'm going to try one more bit of Luo and just see if I can sing this to you, okay?
Okay.
Errocamano.
I got that one.
Yes.
Errocamano.
Errocamano. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
Go to Milamagat in Irish. Thanks a million. See you later.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. And congratulations on The Wild Robot, Chris. What an amazing movie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really loved it. It's such an incredible story of, I guess, parenthood, using possibly the least emotive of all creatures, a robot. And you set yourself a challenge
and
there, right?
Animals.
And animals. And what about Lupita? She did such an amazing job bringing Roz to life.
Absolutely. It was one of the most amazing things, I think, in this film is working with Lupita. And I never expected to ever meet her. And I was actually able to work with her, and which is very intimidating. But she's, you know, of course, she's incredibly kind, but incredibly gifted and ingenious. I think that she took the lead in crafting this voice. It's a subtle character, and any change that you hear, not only the performance, of course, but any change that you hear in her joy, in her voice from beginning to middle to end, we're not doing anything electronic at all. That's all her, just stressing her voice and relaxing it, and which again she crafted.
Wow, just absolutely amazing. And the art style of this movie is different to anything I've seen. In some parts of on the same image, some of it's like an oil painting, and then some of it is, you know, super high definition 8K animations. How did you guys go about choosing that style and then creating it?
It's something groundbreaking and brand new. I always point out that anytime you see an animated film, you're looking at the very outer edge. You're almost always, you know, very likely seeing the very outer edge of that particular studio's technological abilities. And this represents the outer frontier of DreamWorks. We changed everything in order to make this in order to make this look. I felt that it was critical that people see this movie in the right way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to play young, because it's not a kid's movie in a lot of ways. It's a movie for everyone, kids included. So the painterly style, it is in fact, it's digital, but it is paint. It is all 100% hand-painted.
Wow.
There's nothing computer-generated about this environment, and we're not wrapping textures around geometry like we have ever since CG came along.
Yeah.
In this case, it would be the equivalent of me taking like a paintbrush and just painting in space.
Wow.
And turning that painting and stuff. And that means there's a lot of detail that just isn't there. And the interesting effect is, I talk about, like, you know, when I look at paintings, I like to get really close up to them and just look at all the brush strokes, because
yes,
one of the things that fascinates me is how it's just nonsense when you get close to it. A beautiful painting can be just so loose and rough. When you back away, it all pulls together and it becomes something. And that's what's going on in this film. So one of the reasons to see it, I think, in the theater is not only the amazing story and to hear Chris Bauer's music, but to be able to say later that you were there, you saw it, because this is going to change everything.
I think it is. It's genuinely such a new experience to see this, particularly on a big cinema screen. You mentioned Lupita, but the cast is so ridiculously good in this. Lupita and Pedro Pascal and Mark Hamill and Catherine O'Hara. I mean, did you just draw up a wish list and everybody said yes?
Everybody did say yes. They were all our first choices. And I credit Christy Soper, our casting director, for making those choices. And again, very fortunate that they said yes. So for me, I'm so lucky to have met everyone and worked with them. It was a privilege.
Well, listen, this is obviously about The Wild Robot, but my daughter Nina, who's 9, heard that I was talking to you, and she did send me a little message that I'd like to play for you, if that's okay, and see if you can answer this little question from her.
Hi, Stitch. I'm cool. Nina. What's your favorite color?
Does he have a favorite color? That's a good question.
Stitch.
Stitch and I are kind of like one of the same.
Well, I was going to say, she definitely wants Stitch to answer her question, I think, rather than Chris.
Oh my gosh, you know, I can't do it right now because I've been doing the voice. I've been actually doing the voice for the movie. And I stress it out so much I can't do it for a little while.
Okay.
Give it a bit of a rest. But the answer would be blue, I think. It's my lucky color, so.
And I'm sure it is too. Listen, Chris, congratulations on The Wild Robot. It is an absolute triumph. I really enjoyed it and can't wait for my audience to go and see it. And I'm sure they will. Thanks a million.
Oh, thank you.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.